Hi, my name is Jeremy. I'm a full-time husband and dad of two girls. Also happen to be a programmer for the Canadian House of Commons. And in my spare time, if I get any, also a technology enthusiast, hobby Windows Phone and Windows developer, thanks in large part to DevMove. And I also love the outdoors. Generally speaking, I decided to study and work in software development because software is everywhere and it gives me the opportunity to explore so many different fields. Also, it's so easy to get started and all I need is a computer. Compared to construction, for example, where I would need the hardware and tools, in development, all is within reach. Resources are so easily accessible online, be it tools or tutorials. And with the cloud becoming so popular today, I can really say the sky's the limit. I'd have to say the opportunity to be rewarded for learning and creating. I kind of keep a list of applications that I'd like to develop to answer some of my needs, and I don't really get around to doing them. DevMove gave me the push I needed to go ahead and develop some while learning Windows Phone and Windows 8 development. And I really needed a new computer, so the Surface Pro 3 was certainly appealing. Build the app for yourself first. Chances are if you build something you would want to use, others will as well. Second, try to develop a branding that you'll be able to extend for all your apps. As such, you won't have to start from scratch all the time. I'm talking like common theme or icon or naming convention. Find a name for yourself. And third, if you don't have any app ideas, check out the never-ending open data libraries which are being made available online. Find information you'd want to have yourself and build an app around it. Simple as that. Okay, so I have two things to say here. First of all, go all in. Try to meet all of the bonus points to learn stuff. That's what I did. Also, second of all, keep your eye on the prize and beyond. If you make more points, good. I'd have to say the February major challenge. Yeah, I had become familiar with building database apps using local databases within my previous apps, but this challenge proved to be more difficult as I had to change my mindset and think about something completely different because I wanted to follow the photography team. I actually went out to build my most simple app for the challenge, but it proved to actually be the most popular and the one my wife uses the most. It's called Photo Roulette and it allows you to browse your photos randomly with a customizable slideshow option. And following my principle of going all in, the technical requirement for that challenge was to allow in-app purchases. I finally found out it was totally doable to implement an in-app free purchase, but I also had to think about what I could add. Finally, a slideshow option proved very convenient. I also really like DevMania. Since I needed ideas, I started exploring open data sources I could tap into, and this brought me to develop very simple but interesting apps that put an interface on the open data. And since open data is gaining ground, I see a lot of government entities more and more making data available. It's very interesting to be able to have access to all this information. And I guess the challenge for the developer is to find a way to make it available and relevant to the user, which I find very fun. I think I'm seeing the tide turn concerning like openness and Microsoft willing to be everywhere people are now on all the platforms. They're not keeping their little walled garden anymore. Also, I see the public perception changing. Obviously, Microsoft has always been a really big player. If I'd have to describe it in one word, I'd say it's refreshing.